Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started the chapter explaining who is considered to be a dunyawi shaheed, who is considered to be a ukhrawi shaheed, and how the laws of ghusl changes for a person that is regarded as a dunyawi shaheed and a person that is regarded as a ukhrawi shaheed. And we mentioned that Allama Suyuti rahmatullah alayh, he listed up to 38 different types of people, different categories of people that will be regarded as shuhada. So continuing with this chapter, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheedun. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu an narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person that is killed defending his property is a martyr. That person that is killed defending his property is a martyr. Here again we mentioned that how loving and how caring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that a person may have not passed away on the battlefield, but yet through his clemency, his mercy, he's including so many people in the different, in the rank of shuhada, giving different types of people that martaba. So those people that have lost somebody in this condition, how many, especially in our country, we see how many people pass away like that. They may be defending some property of theirs, some wealth of theirs, even if it may be petty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them that reward. So this also is a type of solace and consolation for the family, that how fortunate this person was. We don't look at it as unfortunate, we look how fortunate this person was. So a person thinks in that manner, it helps him to get some type of consolation. And Abil A'war, Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail, radiyallahu anhu, ahad al-asharat al-mashhud, lahum bil-jannah, qala sami'atu Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man qutila duna malihi fahuwa shaheed. Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail radiyallahu anhu, he was the brother-in-law of Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu. That famous incident and story where Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu accepts Islam, then he comes to the house and he finds his sister and his brother-in-law read the Quran. So this is that brother-in-law of his, Hazrat Sa'id ibn Amr ibn Zayd. Hazrat Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail radiyallahu anhu, he was one of the 10 ashara mubashara, from the 10 that were given the glad tidings of Jannah. So from amongst the 10, he was one of them. Qala sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, man qutila duna malihi fahu shaheedun. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, that person that is killed defending his property is a shaheed. Wa man qutila duna damihi fahu shaheedun. That person that is killed defending himself, that person is also a shaheed. Wa man qutila duna deenihi fahu shaheedun. That person that is killed defending his deen, his religion, this person is also a shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That person that is killed defending his family is also a shaheed. From here also we learn something, that to defend Islam in some way, and a person is killed. Example given is, for example, the masjid is being attacked, and some people take up the courage to defend the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he's defending his deen, and this person is killed in that condition, this person is also a shaheed. A person is defending the Quran Sharif, people may be burning the Quran Sharif, people may be desecrating the Quran Sharif out of the respect of the Quran, this person tries to defend the Quran Sharif and is killed in this condition, this person is also a shaheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given and made so many different avenues for a person to become shaheed. After we do this last hadith of this chapter, we'll explain a little bit. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أرأيت إن جاء رجل يريد أخذ مالي قال فلا تعطيه مالك. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that a person came up to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, oh رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, inform me, tell me, if there is a person that wants to take my wealth away, he wants to snatch my wealth, he wants to steal my wealth, then what should I do? فَقَالَ لَا تُعْتِهِ مَالَكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't give him your wealth. This person wants to take it, فَلَا تُعْتِهِ, don't give it to him. قَالَ رَيْتَ إِن قَاتَلَنِي. Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if this person fights me? This person starts fighting with me. قَالَ قَاتِلْهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you fight back. Oh beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just say that a person should be a Muslim, should be a coward, a Muslim should be a scared person, a frightened person. That this person came to fight with you now, you fight back with him. قَالَ رَيْتَ إِن قَتَلَنِي. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what if this person kills me? قَالَ فَأَنْتَ شَهِيدٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that case, if you kill him, sorry, if he kills you, then you become a shaheed. قَالَ رَيْتَ إِن قَتَلْتُهُ. "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now I'm fighting with him, what if I happen to kill him?" Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala huwa fi an-nar, this person will go to the fire of Jahannam. Why? Because unlawfully, unjustly, he came to fight with you, he came to steal your item. Now in that case, when you fight with him and you happen to overpower him and kill him, then he will go to the fire of Jahannam. Here we learn something, that in Islam there's a total balance. Total balance. Therefore there's an Arabic saying on usul, وَدْعُ الْلِينِ فِي مُوْضِعِ الشِّدَّةِ هَلَاكِ, that a person applies leniency, softness, kindness in a place where he's supposed to be firm, then this is destruction. وَوَدْعُ الشِّدَّةِ فِي مُوْضِعِ الْلِينِ هَلَاكِ. And on the opposite hand, if a person is very hard, a person is very, very sakht, a person is very, very difficult in situations where he's supposed to be easygoing, that also is destruction. So a Muslim is between these two. He's not so soft, he's not so sweet that people swallow him, and he's not so bitter that people spit him out. So when a Muslim has these two qualities, it shows a balance. Unfortunately, in today's time, you'll find that their roles and they have been changed completely. That balance is not there anymore. Therefore, you'll find the criminals, they've got the upper hand. That they are able to shoot and they are able to kill, but the person defending himself has to be so careful that he doesn't kill and he doesn't shoot, otherwise he'll end up in jail. So like that, the rules also in school. There was an incident recently that happened, that a person came late, youngster came late to school. Now normally they would have a detention system in school, but he comes and he puts his hand in his pocket and he tells the teacher, "What are you going to do about the fact that I came late to school?" So proud. The teachers also know now we can't do anything because of the situation that we are in. We will get in trouble if we take any action. So therefore Islam is so totally balanced that in situations where you're supposed to take action, you must take action. In other situations where you're supposed to be soft, you're supposed to be kind, you're supposed to demonstrate, especially these three qualities, the qualities of muhabbat, the qualities of love, the qualities of respect, and the third quality, the quality of ikhlas, that we should all bring into our lives. So in this situation where this person came now to fight, if every Muslim is just going to be so soft that he gives up, then automatically the whole community will become a soft target. But you get few people that will stand up and looking at the situation, obviously considering the situation, a person is also not foolish. When he can see a whole gang of people around him with AK-47s and he's got nothing, and he says that I want to fight them, and that is being foolish. Although if he's killed in that condition also, he'll become a shaheed. But a person should think far and think at the situation. Considering the situation, a person should defend himself. But what Islam is teaching us is don't become soft targets. That suddenly people can realize that you people are so soft that in any situation you're willing to give in, the whole community becomes a target. Where you get certain people and few people who are willing to defend themselves, it automatically creates a concern that these Muslims are not such that we can just overpower them, overtake them. Allah Pak has made it so beautiful that if we are killed in this situation, we become shaheed. Look at the amount of people that are defending Masjid al-Aqsa and defending the other masajid of the world, that they got this behind their minds, that defending the houses of Allah, defending the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are killed, then we become shaheed. So then the kuffar don't just swallow the Muslims, they are very careful in the way they try and take over and they try and abuse the Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing deen in its true form, in bringing this total balance as far as our deen is concerned. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. We should try and read Surah Kahf. Come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. Try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And take advantage of the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, because ulama of the opinion that this is the time when du'as are accepted. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.